Thank you so much for staying online. Is this James?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for calling back.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. So I actually got a refund request for your book project, and I wanted to understand the reason behind it. What exactly happened, and why are you requesting for a refund?
Okay. First off, I have self-published 5 books. Okay. You would be the 6th one, so this is not an unfamiliar process to me.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, when I submitted my manuscript to Philip, and I can't remember his name right now, but they did a edit, and the response just absolutely fascinated me. And I decided I wanted to go with Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Did what was necessary. There was a situation that I have all of this documented, by the way.
Okay.
There was a situation where I was explaining that I am retired on a small fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip also had made a suggestion that he probably could get some type of assistance because I am a veteran, a retired vet, senior citizen. So he said that he had gotten someone that would provide half of or 2,000 of the 3,000. What was it? $94. He had found someone that would provide $2,000 in support of me providing, signing up for the book.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to send him $2,000. I would have to submit $2,000 for and that would get the project going.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. And then strangeness started to happen. All of a sudden, I'm getting a request for additional. Or you're going to need to pay an additional amount for XXX.
For what?
And I'm saying, I'm sorry?
For what in particular? They called you up and they just told you that you have to pay the money, and they didn't tell you exactly for what?
Yeah, they told me, if you can bear with me for a second, I can pull all of this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I did is I sent back to them, and it was always Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Ella was always uppricing me.
Mm-hmm.
She required an additional, I think it was like $1,900 for, you have to forgive me, I'm 80 years old and sometimes I'm a little slower than most people your age.
I understand. That's not a problem. I see a message here from Ella for the 24th of Feb. Let me read that out to you. Just confirm if this is correct. Hello, James. Please find attached the details. Janice talked to you about getting the ISBN and copyrights, which was for $1,549. Your original package was $2,000, and only $1,000 was paid upfront of it. Your second payment of $1,000 was received when you agreed to move forward with the ISBN and copyright. This means a total of $1,549 was due after this, which means $1,000 from the original package and $549 from the copyrights. Now, Janice has offered you a voucher for $400 to clear this up. Let me know if you have any questions. I am glad to help.
Okay.
Is this correct?
Now read further. Read further, and you will find that she then cut the $400 in half to $200, and it went back up to 14. Oh, man, let me pull this stuff up. Because what I did is I documented it by time, trying to get an understanding of why there was constant changes in the and what it was that she was asking me. I never could get an understanding. And I kept saying, give me a bottom line. Give me a final figure of what it is that you're expecting from me.
Exactly.
I will submit that. And I never got, unless you understand what it is that she's saying, I never could understand what it was that she was saying.
Let me see. Further down, Janice is saying that the voucher of $400 will be applicable if you pay all $1,149 together, which I believe will not be possible. Option two, we'll be getting a voucher of $200 off for tomorrow, so maybe we can have a price of $1,349 if you pay tomorrow, and that would become $675.
I have not a clue about what that means. And one of the things that it gave me the absolute most difficulty is I could never get a document that identified what it was that I was what it was that I was paying for.
Yes, yes. I see
the
confusion.
What the bottom line was.
Okay. This is a mess. I'll admit that with you. I mean, this is a mess. I'm also kind of confused after this message from Janice because Ella said something else above the message that I just read out to you. And that message said that from the original package, Janice has offered you a voucher for $400 to clear that. That is not clear. Where she says, Ella says that there's a voucher for $400. I'm not sure which payment we are talking about. This is really messed up.
Can you understand? If you do not understand, can you understand the difficulty that I'm having?
Of course.
I was having nightmares because one of the things that I was thinking about is for the sales of the books, it would go through you first. And then to me, the payout. Am I correct?
No, that is not correct. The plan that you have, you're going to get all the royalties directly into your account. We are not part of the royalty sharing process, especially for your case.
All I'm saying is everything that I got, I could not understand. And I said on the 28th, I sent to Janice, hi, Janice, I will pay $11.49 today. If it is the final payment, call me. And I got a call. I will reserve the voucher for you. I am on a call now, and this will be the final payment to settle. And then I get another call from Ella further down. That changes the whole process.
Okay, and what was that call about?
Let me pull up Ella. Bear with me, please. Let's see, Janice. Jen said, I will reserve the voucher for you. And one of the things that I do when I am uncomfortable, I will pay a portion to show my good faith and then to see what the response is. And when I got that. I got. Oh, I know what it is. They went from the emailing. I got Ella right here. Ella sends me something saying, "This is on the 1st." the editing of your book has been completed. Now, all of a sudden, I got a notice further back that said it was going to be 45 days before the book was completed.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, I get from Ella, the editing of the book has been completed. We have 10 chapters in total. That's correct. To answer you, your concerning, it is okay if you want to keep the tone. She went on to explain something, you know, about the book. But the one thing that Ella wanted the $1,400.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I was getting the emails on your email site. And then all of a sudden, it switched over to where I'm getting emails. I'm getting emails off of your email site, but it's now emails directly to me.
I don't understand. I mean, from which email were you getting these emails?
I have emails from
Creative Design Agency. Those are the notifications. Okay, let me explain that. Every time somebody's responding to you on the portal or you're adding a message, you will be getting a notification email for that. It's a standard process, or you can say automated thing, on the portal itself. So these are not separate emails. Every time some activity happens on your project on the portal, you're going to get a notification for that via email, so you know that something is going on to check the portal.
I have before me. On the first, I got an email. On the first, I got an email from Janice. An email to my email address. Hope you're doing well. I'm awaiting your response. As I told you, I have held the voucher. For you, and there are no other costs associated. That's Janice.
That is actually a message on the portal.
No, yes. Oh, that's on the portal?
Yes, that's on the portal.
Okay, I have Janice replied. Because these are direct emails to my email address. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go to Ella.
What's written over there? Is it written that it's sent from Creative Design Agency?
No, it says Teamwork. I'm getting it Teamwork.
Teamwork is the portal. Teamwork is the portal. The portal
it's
is
email.
Called, yes, portal is called Teamwork or Creative Design Agency.
Right.
So if you're getting any emails from there, that means it's a notification from the portal notifying you that Janice or Ella has responded back to you. So in other words,
right.
You have to go to the portal.
And when I went to the portal, what I'm trying to explain to you is the emails that I have are from the 28th through the 1st. The emails I have did not show up on your portal.
Okay, that is weird. Are you sitting in front of your computer right now? Because I can guide you with that.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so can you please log in and go to the messages section?
For your portal?
Yes.
Yes. I'm there now.
Okay. Now, in the portal, you're going to see two threads created. One of them is end of the month voucher, and the second one is welcome on board. You need to click on welcome on board.
Okay. You're talking about my daily project report?
I'm talking about this correspondence. I'm taking you back to that because I see the entire correspondence from the first message until the last message that was sent to you on the 1st of March with the completed files. all of this correspondence is in the portal. So I'm taking you right there. Have you clicked on that?
I am. What I did. Let's see. I need to sign back in.
Sure.
You have to forgive me.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I am on the site, but I need to sign in. How do I click to sign back in?
Okay, let me...
From my email.
Let me find an easier way to get you back in. Just give me a quick moment, and... okay, James.
What are we trying to do? You and I, what are we trying to do right now?
We're trying to resolve your concern and understand what is going on the project. And right now, currently, we are trying to get you logged in on the portal. Once that is done,
right.
I'm going to address all your concerns.
I just was trying to figure out what the bottom line, what we are trying to do.
Yeah. Of course. Don't worry about that. I will resolve everything for you. Okay, so I have sent you... the invitation again. Can you go back to your email and see if if there's a notification from Creative Design Agency to
Samantha,
sign in. Yes.
Samantha Hayes, right?
Yes.
Are you bad? Creative, get started.
Get started, yes.
Yes. And I have a sign in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's to start all over again. I have a sign in. Hold on.
Should I email you the direct link?
No. I'm good now. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Your website came up, and I'm now signing in. Okay. The last email that I got was I got an email on the first from Ella.
Yes.
And I got an email on the first from Janice.
Yes.
Okay. That's the last emails that I got.
Yes, those are actually the messages from the portal. That's where I'm trying to take you. Once you're signed in, let me know, okay?
I'm there.
Okay, so you need to go to the messages section.
Go to where?
Messages or inbox. Do you see that option anywhere?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and what do you see in front of your screen?
What I just explained to you, Ella and Janice. March 1st.
Okay, perfect. And you do see the entire correspondence, right? For the 28th? You do see the correspondence for the 28th as well, right?
Right, there were quite a number of correspondence. Which one do you want me to refer to?
No, that's completely fine. So you do see the messages. See, every time a message is added here on the portal, you will get a notification as well. It may seem that people are emailing you directly as well, but that's just an automated notification to let you know that there's a message for you to review on the portal. And just in case, if you can access the portal, yeah. Now, back to your concern. Back to your concern now, okay? I see that the confusion that was caused by Ella and Janice all together, to be very honest, I'm looking at the messages, and I'm confused myself. What exactly is the payment amount, you know? And that is becoming quite unclear to me, that what exactly were you supposed to pay? And I also see the confirmation from your end that you actually agreed to pay that. But because there was so much confusion and back and forth, due to that, I believe you became a little skeptical in regards to what exactly you're paying and why are you paying that, right?
Exactly.
Yes, so this confusion, give me like half an hour. Let me sort this out because I'm being very honest with you, James. I've called you up just to understand your perspective in regards to what's going on in the project. And I would rather trust you on that, okay, because I need you satisfied. You're the customer. You're the most important person in this entire project. You're the one who's running things here, okay? You got to be satisfied, and it should be your call that should be heard at the end. It's your book, your money, your project, your investment. So I don't understand what was exactly going on with Ella and Janice. Let me have a session with them in regards to the payments and get back to you within half an hour. How does that sound?
Okay, but what I would suggest that you do, if you will go back to, you will get a sense of where it is that all of this started with me. If you'll go back to the 24th.
Yes, I'm looking at that message. There's a message on the 24th, and then there is another message from Janice, and that was sent on the 28th of Feb. These are the two messages on which I need clarification so I can put this down in a better and clear manner. So let me call you back in half an hour and see what the story is, and then we will decide whether or not you should opt for a refund or if there is a better way to resolve this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Yes, thank you so much. And it's not your fault, James. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I'm looking at this, and to be very honest, I'm getting confused myself. So it is very normal for you to react that way. I assure you that when I call you back, it's all going to be sorted out. And don't worry, it's going to be a win-win for you. I'm looking out for you rather than the company, Ella or Janice, anyone at all, okay?
I don't want them to be penalized. I don't want them to lose their job or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything bad to happen to them as a result of this confusion.
Of course. Thank you so much for saying that. That's very, generous of you.
Okay. All right. I'll be expecting to hear from you when you have sorted it out.
Perfect. Thank you so much, James. I will call you right back in 30 to 40 minutes.
All right. I'll be expecting it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.